In Northwest news from KPLU, the staff of Seattle's Nathan Hale High School is weighing whether to go forward with a boycott of a required standardized exam. The state school superintendent has warned a refusal to test could bring dire penalties from federal officials. But policy experts tell KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes they doubt the feds would go as far as state officials fear.
The No Child Left Behind law is pretty clear about what could happen if Nathan Hale teachers refuse to give their 11th graders the Smarter Balanced Assessments this year, emphasis on the word could. The U.S. Department of Education has the power to cut off federal funding for the Seattle School District or for Washington State as a whole, but would they? Ann Hyslop is a senior policy analyst at the nonprofit research and consulting group Bellwether Education Partners. She's heard the feds talk tough before, but says they've shied away from the harshest available penalties.
You might get a threatening letter or some unpleasant phone calls and conversations, but I'm not sure it goes all the way to actually taking dollars away.
Nathan Hale principal Jill Hudson said in an interview last week that her staff is really concerned about overtesting students, but she added Nathan Hale doesn't want to do anything that could jeopardize already scant education funding any further. State officials said they're still reviewing what would happen if the boycott went forward. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.